You're listening to the audio production of Cast of Characters, Common People in the Hands of an Uncommon God by Max Licato, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ben Holland.
Chapter 1. Jairus. When Jesus went in the boat back to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him there. A leader of the synagogue named Jairus came there, saw Jesus, and fell at his feet. He begged Jesus, saying again and again, "My daughter is dying. Please, come and put your hands on her so she will be healed and will live." So Jesus went with him. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of the synagogue leader. They said, "Your daughter is dead. There is no need to bother the teacher anymore." But Jesus paid no attention to what they said. He told the synagogue leader, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Jesus let only Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, go with him. When they came to the house of the synagogue leader, Jesus found many people there making lots of noise and crying loudly. Jesus entered the house and said to them, "Why are you crying and making so much noise? The child is not dead, only asleep." But they laughed at him. So after throwing them out of the house, Jesus took the child's father and mother and his three followers into the room where the child was. Taking hold of the girl's hand, he said to her, "Talitha cum." This means, "Young girl, I tell you to stand up." At once the girl stood right up and began walking. She was 12 years old. Everyone was completely amazed. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell people about this. Then he told them to give the girl something to eat. Mark 5:21-24 and 35-43. Seeing the Unseen. When my daughters were young, we tried an experiment. I asked Jenna, then 8 years old, to go to one side of the den. I had Andrea, 6, stand on the other. 3-year-old Sarah and I sat on the couch in the middle and watched. Jenna's job was to close her eyes and walk. Andrea's job was to be Jenna's eyes and talk her safely across the room. With phrases like, "Take 2 baby steps to the left," and "Take 4 giant steps straight ahead," Andrea successfully navigated her sister through a treacherous maze of chairs, a vacuum cleaner, and a laundry basket. Then Jenna took her turn. She guided Andrea past her mom's favorite lamp and shouted just in time to keep her from colliding into the wall when she thought her right foot was her left foot. After several treks through the darkness, they stopped and we processed. "I didn't like it," Jenna complained. "It's scary going where you can't see." "I was afraid I was going to fall," Andrea agreed. "I kept taking little steps to be safe." "I can relate. Can't you? We grown-ups don't like the dark either. But we walk in it. We, like Jenna, often complain about how scary it is to walk where we can't see. And we, like Andrea, often take timid steps so we won't fall. We've reason to be cautious. We are blind. We can't see the future. We have absolutely no vision beyond the present."